thing to hear the words of Jesus. And it's even one thing to try to do the words of Jesus. But it's another thing entirely to actually believe the words of Jesus. Faith alone is what makes a wise man willing to put his post and build his house on the rock that Jesus points to, which is not what you would think it would be. It's not glory and power and strength and success, no. It's his own cross. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO, a part of your morning drive for the soul. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we don't have much time before we're going to turn around and dig into that Matthew chapter 7, finishing up the Sermon on the Mount with Pastor David Kind of University Lutheran Chapel in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the top of the 8 o'clock hour on Sharper Iron. You might have caught in Psalm 119, the second of the many, many couplet sections of that massive, long psalm in the middle of the Bible, was the same idea that the purity of reality, the blessing of continued truth, right? That the only way that life comes is from the Word of God. And that means from the words of Jesus. And we have this opinion that those words are coming to us in order to tell us, well, you better be like this or else. That's what false teachers always do. The wolf in sheep's clothing, he's going to point you back to you. You better be doing what Jesus said. That's how you know him by his fruit, his false teaching about justification. Because Jesus came not to curse, but to bless. Jesus came not to demand, but to give. Now, surely, must we believe what he says? Indeed. But what he says is not do this. What he says is, listen, I've come to forgive you. Sharper Iron, coming back. Get ready.